Now, another thing that we have to discuss is statues. Because sometimes our friends say, you have statues, but the commandment says, you shall not have strange gods before me. And you're forbidden to have statues and images of the saints and of Jesus and Mary, because God doesn't allow that. Have you ever heard that? Okay. Do we believe that the statue is Mary? No. It's a reminder of Mary. Now, during the homily today, I mentioned to you about the Ark of the Covenant. Remember? What was on top of the Ark of the Covenant? Two angels. Aha! Statues. Even though the Jews understood the commandment, you shall not have strange gods before me, they still had statues of two angels. You know what else they had in the temple or in the tent of the meeting place? They had a huge basin, a huge bowl, in which the priests washed their hands after sacrifices. And this bowl rested upon 12 statues of golden oxen. Statues. The curtain of the Holy of Holies was woven with pictures of angels. The Jews had all these images, statues and sacred paintings and weavings, even though they still had the commandment, I am the Lord your God, you shall not have strange gods before me. They understood what the commandment meant. It meant, do not worship images. But they still had the images to remind them of holiness. So, we do not worship the statue of Our Lady. And people say, why do you have flowers and candles burning there? Isn't that signs of worship? No, not really. For example, we go to the tomb of an unknown soldier, perhaps. Many times when heads of state go to visit other countries, they are brought to the burial place of some soldier, a military monument. Do you have such a thing here in Malaysia? Where is it? Okay, you have such a thing. And as a matter of courtesy, a visiting head of state will come, and what will he do as a sign of honor to all the dead of the wars of this country? Lay flowers there, right? Now, does that mean that president is worshiping those soldiers as though they were gods? No. The flowers are a sign of honor, a sign of respect, but not a sign of worship. In our homes, do you have photographs of loved ones? Do you have them all in the bottom drawer or in some box? Some, yes, that you haven't bothered to take and sort out and put in albums properly or frame. But some of those pictures you have put into nice albums, books that you can look at, right? And a few of those pictures you have put into nice frames, right? Do you take them and throw them in the bottom drawer? You take the frames, you put them on the wall, or you set them on a mantle or on a shelf, or on a side table, and you arrange them very nicely. You might even put some flowers there once in a while to set off the picture. You could even burn a candle there. Why do you have the photographs there? To remind you of your loved ones. There can be traffic outside, there can be fans going, there can be people around me or in the next room, and at first I hear all of those sounds. But suddenly I enter into the moment that the photograph is showing. And I say, oh, there's my grandmother. I remember when we went over to her house for 4th of July. We had that big picnic in her backyard. Oh, and there's the dog in the corner. And there's those big rose bushes that she likes so much. And pretty soon, I'm no longer in this room. I am back in my grandmother's garden. And I can smell the roses. And I can smell the perfume she used, and I can feel her dress, and I can pet her dog, because I've entered into that moment that is in the photograph. And this is why we have pictures and statues. So when we come into the church, we leave behind all the other things of 1999, because now it is no longer January the 23rd or 24th, 1999. Now we are in the eternal moment of living with Jesus and Mary and the angels and all the saints. And this is what we mean by the communion of saints. Communion of saints does not mean all the saints going up to Holy Communion and getting a host. Some people think that in heaven we all go up and go to Holy Communion. The communion of saints means all of us who are here on earth, and all the people who have died, whether they're in heaven or purgatory, All of us are still a family. Just like when your loved ones die, you are still a family. And you remember the time when they died. You remember the anniversary of their death. You might still remember the anniversary of births and marriages, right? And so in the family of the church, in the communion of saints, we still remember the anniversaries with the different saints' days and the different feast days. And we have the pictures of our family around us. We should never take those down. There's some people who say, we should just clear the church out and just focus on Jesus. Well, that's like having a house with a whole family living there and the photograph of only the father of the family on the wall. No sons and daughters, no uncles, aunts, cousins, grandparents, no friends, just one person. Jesus came to tent among us, to live like one of us. And he wants the pictures of all of his loved ones to be around. This is the communion of saints. This is why we have images, and especially the image of our mother. She's the mother of the house. You know, the father is the head of the house, but the mother is the heart of the house, right? And any smart father knows, don't mess with mother. What mother says goes, in most cases, right? Unless mother is too soft. Sometimes mother is too soft and father has to step in, be a little strict. But this is our mother. And so we honor her. We have her image here, not to worship, but to be a reminder of the mother we have waiting for us in heaven, the mother who is here among us invisibly. Let's see, what else can I talk about? A bunch of other things. The mysteries of the rosary that we proclaim during this time of prayer, they also tell us something about Mary and about us. The mystery of the Annunciation. Whenever I pray the mysteries of the rosary, this is what I do. I do not concentrate on the words of the Hail Marys. It is impossible to concentrate on all the words of the Hail Marys. How many of you have ever been distracted during the rosary? Raise your hands if you've been distracted during the rosary. If you've never been, you're lying.